Behind the iron bars, the witch knelt on a filthy bed of straw and prayed to God. Alonso de Salazar Frias studied the unusual sight. The Inquisitor could barely discern the figure within. The cell was dark, lit only by the flickering flames rising from the neighboring village square. Through the same window's slit, the smell of burnt flesh accompanied the ghastly dancing glow across the stone walls. He listened to the witch's whispers in Latin, studied the folded hands, the bowed head. The prayer was a familiar one, Anima Christi, composed by Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the Society of Jesus. It was a fitting prayer, considering the witch kneeling here was of that same order, a Jesuit priest. Alonso silently translated the last of the prayer. At the hour of my death, call me into your presence, lead me to praise you with all your saints, forever and ever. Amen, Alonso said aloud, drawing the accused witch's attention. He waited for the man to stand. Though surely no older than Alonso's 47 years, the priest creaked to his feet. The robe that had been left to him hung from thin shoulders. His face was sunken and pocked with sores. The jailers had even shaved his head, leaving his scalp scabbed in several places. Alonso felt a flicker of pity for his poor state, even knowing it was a man of God who stood accused of heresy and witchcraft. Alonso had been summoned to this tiny Basque village at the personal request of the Inquisitor General to conduct this interrogation. It had taken him a week to traverse the Pyrenees to reach the small cluster of homes and farms near the border of France. The priest hobbled to the iron bars and grasped them with bony fingers plagued by a tremoring palsy of weakness. When had they last fed this man? The Jesuit's words, though, were firm.
I am not a witch.
That is what I have been ordered to determine, Father Ibarra. I have read the charges brought against you. You have been accused of practicing witchcraft, of using charms and amulets to heal the sick. The priest remained silent for two breaths before speaking.
Similarly, I know of you, Inquisitor Frias, of your reputation. You were one of the three judges during the witch trials in Loroño 2 summers ago.
Alonso hid a wince born of shame and had to look away, but he could not so easily escape the flicker of flames, the reek of blackened flesh. The sights and smells here were all too familiar. During those tribunals at the nearby township of Loroño, he had gone along with judgments of the other two inquisitors. Guilt for that decision ate at him. It had been the largest witch trial in Spain. The accusation of a single woman, Maria de Chimildegui, ignited a wildfire of hysteria and panic. She had claimed to have witnessed a witch's Sabbath and pointed fingers at others who in turn cast aspersions upon even more. In the end, 300 stood accused of consorting with the devil. Many of the accused were mere children, the youngest being 4 years old. By the time Alonso had arrived in Loroño, the other two inquisitors had narrowed the trial to 30 of the worst offenders. Those who admitted to their crimes were punished, but mercifully spared the flames. Unfortunately, a stubborn 12 refused to admit they were witches and were subsequently burnt at the stake. Alonso carried their deaths upon his soul, not because he failed to get them to admit they were witches, but because he believed in their innocence. He expressed just such a conviction afterward, risking much by the admittance to Bernardo de Sandoval y Rojas, the inspector general of the Spanish Inquisition, in whose friendship Alonso trusted greatly. His faith in their relationship proved well-founded. The cruel and bloodthirsty time of the royal inquisitor, Tomás de Torquemada, was a century in the past. The inspector general sent him alone to carry out an investigation throughout the wider Basque region of Spain to separate hysteria from reality. He had been on the road for nearly 2 months, questioning those accused or imprisoned. So far, he had discovered only false testimonies pried forth during torture, stories rife with contradictions or inconsistencies. During his travels, he had yet to discover a single verifiable case of witchcraft.